Let's talk about how doubting your own abilities is playing a role in your life at the moment and what you could do to overcome it, if it even is a thing that we give life to. Because if there's one thing that I know, it's that whenever any coach or any business person is starting a new thing, we often get imposter syndrome and we think, who am I to do this thing? I don't really know what I'm doing. Everybody's going to find out that I don't know what I'm doing. How can I possibly sell the thing when I don't know what I'm doing? And it might not be an obvious thing that you're actually really consciously thinking that I don't know what I'm doing, but I swear with all my heart and soul across the thousands of people that I've spoken to, not just as personal training potential clients, but as business coaching clients with their personal training business, it's that no matter what industry and set of expertise or the level of qualifications or the amount of degrees somebody has, if they aren't undeniably confident with unshakable certainty around themselves and their services and that they do the thing, then they won't launch the thing. I've had multiple examples of people who've come into the career as a personal trainer prior to being paid quite well in another job, yet, and they may have even been working for themselves, yet when they launch as a personal trainer, they, or any other kind of coach, they're not worthy of that income for some reason. And I want to remind you that the cure for all of that doubt is you actually doing the thing. It's not launching the thing. It's not putting the link out there on social media and hoping that someone will click it. That's not what I'm talking about. Doing the thing is actually doing your trade, helping the people however you help them. When you start to get so far, what feels like so far away from your core business model and full of confusion and not knowing what to do or what the next step is to take, I swear by the practice of simply hooking back into who you are and what you do by going and being who you are and doing what you do with the people that you do it, because it reminds you, it reminds every cell in your body why you do what you do, and it demonstrates to you that you're doing what you do, which is the most important factor when it comes to, because self-belief is a huge important factor when it comes to growing your business. Now, I'm not addressing the problems in this audio about, okay, you probably need things at lots of different price points. Actually, I can tell you, I promise you need things at different levels of price points, and that maybe you need more clients and you probably need to earn more money as well. When you're executing something new, the thing that will remind you how good you are and that you do what you do is literally by you stepping back into the fact that you service your clients, so go and help them. Focus on, I don't know, going back and answering questions from old clients, going back and reading testimonials from clients, phoning some up to see how they are. Notice how I said phoning, not messaging, although you can message them as well. You can definitely message people to see how they are. But connecting back in to the source of the real stuff that gets your juices flowing, because that's what you do. It doesn't even really matter how you do it. It's just that I think we get so caught up in the, oh, I've got to do this this way and I need to do that that way and my marketing should say that, and really, aren't I supposed to be doing this over here with this page or this website, and I'm not sure what to charge for that course, and should I have it as an ebook? So many ways to really overcomplicate what is at the core of what you do as a person. And I wish somebody had reminded me of this 10 years ago, seriously. Before, when I, you know, when I was getting all caught up in, well, what's the best email service provider, or what's the best website for me to have, or really I need to be writing that blog more regularly. Honestly, yeah, so that stuff's nice to have, but what will make you better at what you do and remind you while you're on your journey to growth is for you to hook back into remembering your clients that you've got, remembering the people that you help. Go and help them, because it will help you to remember how to be more you. Because if you're an experienced coach, it is all you do. You love your people. So go find them. Go help the ones that you already have. Have an amazing day.